I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We're back here on Sports Talk. Want to get into some audio from head coach Kellen Moore yesterday. WWL Sound Bank is brought to you by First American Bank. Coach was asked right off the bat, where is this QB competition right now?
It keeps competing. That's the plan. So these guys, there's good, and there's opportunities to improve. And in the first preseason game, it is the first one. We'll continue to rotate these guys, and we'll let this whole week play itself out and put ourselves in position to make some decisions for the Jacksonville game.
Now, it sure seems like it's down to Spencer Rattler, Tyler Shuck. From the reps that, you know, Jake Haener is not getting with first-team offense or even the second team, he's been running with the third team mostly. We even saw him pretty much getting mop-up duty there at the end of the preseason game. We'll see what happens in the next one. But Coach Moore was asked, is Haener really still a part of this QB competition?
Yeah, we still want to try and get him opportunities. At the end of the day, there's only so many reps in the game, and so it gets tricky. You got to make decisions like that. Jake's going to keep competing. We still see a bright future for him, and so we'll just let this whole thing play out.
One thing that'll help the young quarterbacks, you've heard the Cajun Cannon talk about it ad nauseum, is a rushing attack, a quarterback's best friend. Well, the Saints against the Chargers, 20 carries, 61 yards, 3.1 a carry. That's not going to cut it in the NFL. Coach Kellen Moore's thoughts on the run game right now.
I think just in general, as running the football wasn't the best. We got to get better there. We got to be cleaner. Cleaner up front, communication, execution, hit some dirty runs. You know, sometimes it's going to be dirty. You got to get 4 or 5 yards. And so, yeah, everything's a part of that.
Coach Kellen Moore after yesterday's practice there, WWL Sound Bank brought to you by First American Bank. The team practicing right now out in California will definitely try and get you updates when we can after that session comes to a close. But, man, the questions we have with the run game go hand in hand, obviously, with the offensive line.
Sure.
And man, oh man, Charlie, the issues popping up early with the interior is definitely concerning.
Definitely concerning. Steve, I want to go back to him talking about Haener there. Do you think Haener's still a legit member of this QB competition?
For me, it does not feel like it.
I think it's a two-man race as well. I think we'll learn more with this second preseason game against Jacksonville if it's kind of the rep split that you saw in week one against the Chargers, where, you know, Spencer Rattler gets a majority of the first half and then Tyler Shuck gets the end of the first half and a majority of the second half, right? It feels like it's those two guys battling it out right now to be week one starter against Arizona. You know, we'll see if he gets a little bit more of an increased workload for this week two matchup against the Jaguars. Otherwise, I don't want to count him out because, I mean, you guys have been talking about it. He's made plays and kind of kept his name in that race at practice.
Practice, right.
But the practice part of it is practice, right? You got to show it up in a game. And, he had the pick against the Chargers. And it just feels like it's a two-man race right now, despite what Coach Moore may be saying. I think he's got to come out and say that to the media.
He's being diplomatic, right?
Right. He's got to come out and say that. But realistically, a lot of folks know this is between Chuck and Rattler.
I definitely think Sunday's preseason matchup right here on WWL, a high noon kickoff, will tell us a lot more about the QB competition.